4 minutes in front of the hour. We're back here with some more music featuring drummer Rashid Ali. Hope you're enjoying the feature tonight. Up next, I'm going to pull from a recording done in Berlin in 91 from Peter Brotzman, Fred Hopkins, and Rashid Ali in a trio recording called Song Lines. And we're going to hear a piece called No Messages. Any listeners out there that might be familiar with Peter Brotzman, I mean, he's kind of got this, you know, really, you know, intense tenor sound, a lot of times called the metal version of jazz saxophone, if you will. But on this particular album, he doesn't play, you can, I mean, he's still got that bold sound that he's known for, but he plays quite a bit differently. I was reading the liner notes on this week, and he was saying that playing with Rashid Ali and Fred Hopkins kind of shaped the way he was playing in a different way. I actually picked this particular piece because I would really think the drum solo intro on this piece is spectacular. Really, it's recorded beautifully as well, so you really kind of get a great sense of the detail of Rashid Ali's drumming. From the album Songlines, we're going to hear a piece called No Messages. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you.
James Blood Ulmer, Rashid Ali, John Hicks, Reggie Workman, the New Art Jazz Quartet. And that's a recording from 2009, piece called Revealing. Before that, we heard the Rashid Ali Quintet on Rashid Ali's Survival label. That was a recording from the early 2000s, I think 2003, but it's not handy here. But I will dig it out here. Okay. Layers and layers. Now I'm into the booklet. Pretty soon I'll give you the information. 2005. And we heard the title track, Judgment Day. There's volume one and volume two on that. And that was from volume one. Jumani Smith on trumpet. Lawrence Clark, tenor. Greg Murphy, piano. And Joris Tepe, I think that's how you say his last name. Really great bass player. He plays on a lot of New York stuff in the late 90s, early 2000s. And then we open that set up with Peter Brotzman, Fred Hopkins, Rashid Ali Trio song lines from 91 it was recorded. It was on the FMP label. And to continue the FMP label thing, this is probably one of the more famous FMP records. It's from 1993. Charles Gale, William Parker, Rashid Ali Trio, recording called Touching on Train. And this is recorded in 91, released in 93. And Rashid Ali, you know, played out with Brotzman that year too. So he was kind of like a drummer in residence at the FMP festivals over there. And produced a couple of classic CDs, one with Gale and then the other one with Peter Brotzman. This one is really highly regarded, though, because I was doing this feature on Rashid Ali. I tried to read quite a few things about him the last couple of weeks, and this one probably received the most rave reviews other than Interstellar Space of all the recordings. It's really an interesting, unique record. It's a kind of a challenging record to get into, but it's really great. We're going to hear, it's like a suite called Touching on Train. We're going to hear Movement B. It's about 7 minutes long.
Thank you. Thank you.
Alice Coltrane from one of her masterpieces, Journey into Satchidananda. Rashid Ali on drums on that. Pharoah Sanders, soprano. Tulsi on tambora. Cecil McBee, bass. Alice Coltrane, harp. And Majid Shabazz on bells and tambora also. And that was a cut called Shiva Loka. Before that, we heard Touching on Train with Charles Gale, William Parker, Rashid Ali from 1991 at the German FMP Festival. And we are already at 15 minutes in front of the hour. We're going to wrap up tonight's feature on Rashid Ali, playing one of the last recordings he put out on his own label called the Rashid Ali Quintet Live in Europe. It's on his Survival label. This was recorded in 2008. He died in 2009. And it's really a great disc. I was listening to a lot of the newer things because I had some of them, but I hadn't really listened carefully to some of them. And so the last few weeks I've been kind of going through them. And this one really stood out to me. And they're performing a James Blood Ulmer track here called Theme for Captain Black. Rashid Ali drums, Josh Evans trumpet, Lawrence Clark tenor, Greg Murphy piano, Joris Tepe bass. Rashid Ali, hope you enjoyed the feature tonight. This is WCMU, your music and NPR news station.